Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing what your ex is doing on New Year's Eve. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing what your ex is doing on New Year's Eve. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you will likely be wondering about your ex's plans on New Year's Eve. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing the three likely possibilities of what your ex is doing on New Year's Eve. So let's get straight into this. And point number one is attending a social gathering. Now, this is New Year's Eve. It is the party night of the year. And therefore, whether you are a party animal or whether you are somebody who is generally enjoying the more quiet life, there is an increased possibility that you will be attending a social gathering. And this goes for your ex as well. So irrespective of the type of person that you imagine your ex to be, they are very likely, I would suggest, to be going out on a social gathering because it's New Year's Eve. So even if you think to yourself, well, my ex never really did this before, you've got to consider that right now they are a single person. They are likely going through the single honeymoon period where they would be more inclined to try new things. And therefore, even if this isn't their type of thing ordinarily, there is an increased chance that you might hear of the fact that they went out somewhere in a big group, a big social event. Again, you know, of course, this is New Year's Eve. Now, maybe you know full well that your ex enjoys to party, and therefore it's probably not a surprise to you to consider that they might be out celebrating the evening. Now, you as a dumpee, you're probably thinking you don't feel like doing anything at all. You just want to sit at home alone and keep your head down. But what I would suggest you do is, if you can find the energy and the strength, is to go out and enjoy New Year's Eve yourself. You know, you need to be surrounding yourself with friends and family, because if you don't, you're going to be thinking of your ex. And if you're thinking of your ex, you're not going to achieve anything positive during this evening where you're just focusing on your ex and what they might be doing. You know, you need to be living your life to the full. And even if you don't feel like going out, if you can spend time with friends and family, even if it's at your own house or maybe a friend's house, you don't necessarily have to go out somewhere big. But if you can, then this will likely take your mind off things and you can lose yourself in the moment. Now, if your ex has gone to a large social gathering, it doesn't mean that they're dating anybody new, which is a big concern for many dumpees. Of course, we can't guarantee that they aren't on a date with somebody. You know, we can't guarantee anything in life, but what I would say, it's very unlikely. You know, going out at a time like New Year's Eve is not actually the best type of date. Even if you are convinced your ex is trying to date, which you are likely to be overplaying, incidentally. You know, most dumpers are not out there dating, even if dumpees believe they are. But if your ex does fall into that category and they are looking for dates, this isn't the best time to do it because of a party atmosphere, the music, the noise. You know, it's not really a great dating possibility. It's a bit similar to when people consider going on a first date with somebody. The worst thing you could do is go to the cinema or the theatre or a nightclub or a party, because you can't really have that conversation. Dates are best had when people can speak and really understand each other's perspective on things and enjoy each other's company and get to know one another. Parties are not a great dating atmosphere. So I'm not saying your ex is on a date. Remember, I'm actually saying it's very unlikely that they are. But on top of all of that, it wouldn't be a great dating option anyway. So please don't be fixated worrying that your ex is out on a date or meeting somebody new, it's not a great environment. It's too noisy, you know? Without trying to sound too boring and old when I say this, it's too noisy, really, for you to get to know somebody at a New Year's Eve party. So try and take your mind away from that possibility of worry that your ex is either on a date or they're going to meet somebody new. Again, we can't guarantee anything in life. There is a tiny possibility this could be taking place, but the likelihood is, if they're out on a social gathering, they might be with friends or family, and they're just enjoying the moment, enjoying the music, enjoying the atmosphere, enjoying seeing the clock strike midnight, okay? And nothing more than that. And that is why you need to do this as a dumpee. Like I said, you need to be getting out there and enjoying yourself, because staying at home alone, thinking of your ex during the whole evening, is not going to help you. It's not positive, it's not productive, and it's going to put you in a bad mental state. So please, live your life to the full, and whether or not you think your ex is going out on a social gathering, try your hardest to focus on you rather than them. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube, and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is a planned quiet evening at home. So the complete opposite to point number one about what your ex might be doing on New Year's Eve is them having a planned quiet evening at home. Now, I've just said to yourself, please don't be at home alone, because you're going to be thinking of your ex. You're not going to be enjoying yourself. If your ex, the dumper, decides to stay at home themselves, they would be likely to be thinking of you. Now, even if you don't understand why they would want to do this because they dumped you, New Year's Eve is an evening of self-reflection. And if it's you or your ex home alone, you're going to be thinking of one another. So maybe your ex, the dumper, is thinking, I can't really be bothered to go out. I'm just going to stay at home. And inadvertently, their thoughts are going to go towards you. They might not be planning on it. In fact, they probably are very unlikely to be planning on thinking of you. But that is what would happen. Now, they might not be alone. You know, it might be a scenario where they invite a few friends round. They just want a quiet one. They really don't enjoy the thought of partying right now. And again, they are likely to think of you. Even in point number one, when we was talking about a social gathering of lots and lots of people, when the clock strikes midnight, your thoughts will naturally go back to prior New Year's Eves and the year that has just ended. And you would, just as they would, think of one another. So this is likely to happen whatever the situation, but in particular, if there is not much stimuli, if there's not much going on, your ex, the dumper, is going to be more likely to think of you. It's not necessarily a planned scenario, but that is what will likely happen. Now you might be thinking, well, there's no way that my ex is going to stay at home. They are a party animal, they love going out. But let me tell you, just as I said in point number one, you might have an ex that doesn't ordinarily like going partying, and yet they might want to do that in this particular instance. You might, in an opposite situation, have an ex who loves to party, but you might be shocked to find out they've actually decided to stay at home. Now, maybe they feel that the year has been very draining on them. Maybe they feel very tired. Maybe they just don't feel in a party mood, and hence they deliberately plan to stay in. It could be at their own house. Maybe they pop to a friend or family member's house, but certainly not the party atmosphere that you are worrying about that your ex is involved in. As I've already said, this doesn't even mean if they are partying that they're dating or looking or meeting anybody new, but just to consider, even if you are almost convinced that your ex would ordinarily want to go out on New Year's Eve, it doesn't mean that this New Year's Eve that they are. And this is why our mind can sometimes play tricks on us. Sometimes our brain is not our best friend. When we don't know things, our mind fills in the blanks. And when the blanks are regarding our ex, our brain will tell us the worst case scenario. And in our mind, the worst case scenario is our ex is having a wonderful, amazing time without us, and they're probably on a date. So again, this is very unlikely to actually be the case. And there's a strong possibility that they've actually decided they don't even want to go out. They might not even see midnight. they might go to bed early. And this might be a shock to you, it might seem almost unbelievable to you, but if you speak with your ex in the future, you might just find out that they didn't do what you actually expected them to do. Now, listening to what I've just described about how your dumper might be staying in tonight, this is why you've really got to push yourself forward and make sure you don't replicate this. Now, I'm not saying that you've got to go out and have a crazy party night, but what I am saying is that you need to make sure that you aren't alone. Because if you're alone, you're going to be thinking of your ex, you're going to be going through this vicious cycle, thinking about your ex, worrying about your ex, feeling worse about yourself, and then not wanting to do anything moving forward, even into January, because you're going to be feeling so low and upset. And then when you're home alone, you're thinking even more about your ex. This vicious cycle is not going to help you, so please make sure you break it by not being alone tonight. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about what your ex is doing on New Year's Eve. And point number three is making out they're having a great time when really they aren't. So point number three is different to point number two. Point number two was a planned, quiet evening at home. But point number three is something which isn't planned necessarily in regards to potentially them changing their mind. Maybe they had one idea, it then becomes another. Maybe they get let down. Maybe they do actually decide to stay at home, but they just outright lie. Now, what I'm talking about here is social media. Social media is PR. Social media is where we tell people what we want them to see and understand about ourselves. You might read social media, view social media, look at social media, and believe that your ex is having an amazing time on New Year's Eve. Maybe they have explained what they plan to do before the night. Maybe it's during the night. Maybe it's after the night. But what you need to recognize is this isn't necessarily everything that it seems. Your ex might want to convey to the world, maybe specifically to you, maybe to the wider public, that they have had a wonderful, wonderful night. But the reality is, it could be a lot worse. Maybe they plan to go out and they got let down. Maybe they plan to go out and at the last minute, they decided they didn't want to or they couldn't. Maybe they did go out, but it was pretty boring. They felt lonely. It wasn't the same without you. But they need to make out that they've had a great time. So instead of admitting on social media that it's been a pretty boring, mundane, or just outright awful night, instead of the reality, they'll be posting one good photo which suggests they're having a great time. Maybe it's a selfie, maybe they're actually with one person, maybe they are on a social night out, but they're having a terrible time, but they still manage a smile for one photo which goes online, and you and anybody else who sees it thinks they're having a great, brilliant New Year's Eve. You need to recognise, dumpees, that your dumper is not likely to be having the night that you imagine they are. As I've already said, your mind is likely to play tricks on you. It's likely to fill in the blanks with the worst case scenario. And whereas in point number one, we're speaking about your ex going on a deliberately planned social gathering, and point number two, where they've had a planned quiet evening at home, point number three is not what we would ever understand because they're not going to put it out truthfully. You might only find out months down the line, maybe even if you get your ex back and they explain what they did last New Year's Eve and it doesn't match what you read online. Maybe you speak to a friend of a friend who was with them on New Year's Eve, and although you believed that your ex was having an amazing night, the friend of a friend informs you they were actually quite sad, they were feeling quite bored, and they actually went home early. You might not know ever, and that is the problem. You can't live your life thinking one thing when we know that there's no evidence that it took place. If you believe something so strongly and it's upsetting you, please remind yourself it might not be true. Now, you might think your ex has done point number one today, but the reality is it was point number three. Okay, you don't know. And because we don't know, please don't fill in the blanks with negativity. You need to make sure you're in a positive frame of mind moving into January. It's a brand new year. It's exciting. It can be the best year of your life. But if you move into January feeling very low energy, very sad, you're not going to kickstart the year like you need to. So, in summary, we don't know for certain what your ex is doing. Yes, they might go out. Yes, they might stay at home. Yes, they might go to a party. But it doesn't mean you can't get your ex back. And although there's no guarantees about what the future holds, what I can say is your ex-bedumper is not likely to be having the extravagant night tonight that you might actually be believing they will. So instead of thinking of them, think of yourself, contact friends or family, have a great time, and happy New Year.